Shana Tavshinayin Hev. The holding Mamish Samach Venira, more than Samach Venira, very Samach. At this time, Mamish Shkia time, next tonight, tomorrow night, 24 hours from now, we commence the Hilaki Yoim for Rosh Hashanah. Yoim Agodov Anoiro, we've been speaking in the last few weeks about that Rosh Hashanah represents everything. And some people say Taina, some people, you know, think to themselves, well, Rosh Hashanah is a lot of time because you have the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and there's Yom Kippur, it ends with Yom Kippur, but there's a mistake. Rosh Hashanah Yikosevun, Yiksiva, going into all the different shears, going into all the shitas, but Be'etzem Pashas, the shita, Yiksiva is for everybody. Listen, Oilam Hazetiki and Yonim, to the going, is on Rosh Hashanah. And that means that everything, every single happening, every single occurrence, all the different things that a person goes through in a full year, a person can think back to his last year, exactly the different zmanim that he had, aliyahs v'yiridahs, hatzlochis, and chas v'shalom the other way, and it's all totally in the day of Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about the name of Rosh Hashanah. This Erev Rosh Hashanah, we want to talk about another Indian. The Yom from Rosh Hashanah, every Yontif has its mitzvah. And the Chor, the mitzvah is not Stam Agav, the mitzvah is pertinent to the Yatzim Chetz of the Yom. The day of Yom Kippur is a day of fasting. That's the Inui, which is mentioned in the Torah, Rabbi Nisim es Nafshoi Seichem. The Chetz of the Yom is the Inui. Kapara, it's Yom Kippur. So it makes sense that we have the Inui. The Inui creates the Kapara. Sukkah, the Chetz of Sukkah is the Sukkah itself. You're sitting in the Sukkah, in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Vanessa Grosa Shaykhis. Another Shavuos for now. Pesach, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The mitzvah Sayoim of Achilas Matzah. Matzah is the Inyan of the Cheiros and the Avdus. It represents, the mitzvah represents the Chetz of the Yontif. We come to Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to understand the essence, we're trying to get a peek into what Rosh Hashanah is about, we're herving what the Chetz of Rosh Hashanah is, and the Torah, it doesn't even mention Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't even mention Yom Adin, Yom Trua Yiyah Lachem. That's it, four words. We come to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua Yiyah Lachem. A day of blowing. That's what Rosh Hashanah starts with, and that's what it ends with. That's the whole Rosh Hashanah. So much so that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, called Shana, that we ain't Marian love, it's there was any Shana that we don't blow the Shana at the beginning of the year, Chas v'Shalom, it's a very, very bad thing. Missing the shofar blowing. No one misses shofar blowing. Even Mrs. Wallenstein, she makes it the shofar blowing also. Women are not mechuyev. I tell you a secret. Everybody's running, putting the babies, I don't know where. Get a babysitter, get the baby. Everybody's running to the shofar. Come on, Mrs. Weeder. We got to get the shofar. But what time are they blowing for the ladies? Blowing for the ladies. The women are part of the mix. Everybody's running to hear the shofar. My Kesha. The potter, take it easy, don't run so fast. Lady, take it easy. No running so fast. So you won't hear the shofar, you're not mechuyev and shofar. Yoim Shua Yelachem, the mitzvah says the raisa, the mitzvah says the raisa, the Gemara in Kedushin, Anoshim Chayom is Anoshim Tuyah. No one. Okay, you have those from ladies who take a lulav. Harry, can I shake your lulav? Okay, so, you know, a nice husband, you know, he gives it to his wife. Be careful, she drops to the pit, and every year the same story. He has two etzroigim every year. This year he fooled his wife. He gave her the puzzle etzroigim with the puzzle pitum, you know, the clip-on pitum. You know, they're coming out for the week. Harry, can I make a bracha? Sure, dear. Take that etzroig in the back room. Every year the same thing with Harry's lulav. But okay, not everybody does. And she does, she doesn't. But shofar, no one misses it. Yom Tshuva Yelachem. What's the pshat? That's Rosh Hashanah, that's all about. Everything's totally blowing up the shofar. Noch Shaila. Yom Tshuva Yelachem. What is Tshuva Yelachem, Rabbi Sai? Zok the Targum. Zok the Targum. Yom Tshuva Yelachem, Parashas Pinchas. Of the Targum Yom Tshuva Yelachem Yom Yevava, the day of crying. If anybody asks you what's Rosh Hashanah all about, I'm take it easy. That's what it's about, Emes. The day of crying, Yom Yevava Yelachon Yevava, the day of crying. The whole Rosh Hashanah, what's the Chetz Hayom? Crying. Come on, Rabbi, it's a sad day. Don't blame me, that's the Targum. You don't want to cross it out. Tear it out of your Chumash. But let's talk to the Chumash. Yom Zok the Targum. Yom Yivava. Yom Tshuva Yelachem. Yom Yivava. What's the whole half of the crime? This is when the poets give an interesting Shaila voice that. The Shaila is, does a person have to hold on with his hand to the Shofar? I tricked you guys. This is really halachic shit today. We got it. No, does a person have to hold on to the shofar with his hand? You have to hold on. Or can a guy put up a stand? He doesn't want to hold this. He says, for 30 things, it's so that a guy, the mockery makes him go back. He's sitting with his arm in the air. It's hard to hold it, elevate his hand. He wants to build a stand, a shofar stand. Well, it's a good business, though, a shofar stand. And I'll sit there like a mic. And I'll just blow into it. Can he do that, halachic? But I'm not talking about blowing in the air because the your lips have to touch the goyim. Can you do that? So that is machlokes b'shoyin. The Rambam shita is that you don't have to blow. The Rambam shita is you don't have to hold the shofar. The Rambam holds that you could just have that. We can make the shofar stand approved by the Rambam. But the Maitha, there are b'shoyin and toises. Seems to say in Rosh Hashanah Lamedal and Alav Toises b'yavir and b'yan and one pshat toises that is in to hold the shofar in your hand. Have the shofar in your hand while you blow the shofar. So some want to say it's calling the chakir along the shakir. What's the mitzvah of shofar? Is the mitzvah of the hearing of the shofar? Just hearing the coil. Just hearing the coil. I don't care. It's not again. They have some shofar. Again, the coil that comes out. So there's nothing in the mitzvah. Not where's the mitzvah? The blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar. It's just like every mitzvah. The chet. That's the mitzvah. So you hold the davar that you're doing the mitzvah with. That's the way the pashal and lumdis. But today we're going to understand. And a little bit of hashkava, drash, and understanding of what's the end of holding the shofar when you blow it. This shofar is a very, very, very powerful weapon of our time. Chazal tells us a fascinating thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoyim ha-mishpat, on the day of judgment, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Oilam Oivrim Lefonov Kivnei Moroim, in single file we pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's Oimed Al Mishpat. He's sitting on the chair of Mishpat. He's sitting on a throne of Mishpat. And that's what we say in the Ramar Brachos Yud Beis Amid Beis, Kol Hashanah Kula Oimrim Hakel HaKadosh Melech Oyhei Stoku Mishpat. But on these days, starting with Rosh Hashanah, we say Melech HaMelech HaMishpat HaMelech HaKadosh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Rashi's Mari Mishpatoi, he sits on his throne and he judges us one by one. No one can escape. No one can go around. We spoke last year, there's no escaping. You're going to be passed by the throne. And every single person in the human race upon is judged. It's not only Jewish people. Kol boy oilam. Frank, he has a barber shop downtown Brooklyn. He has the Irish, you know, the Irishman. Max from the Coca-Cola company. Leroy, he's also being judged. I don't know where he is on Rosh Hashanah. But we, Baruch Hashem, in the base classes, that's one of the greatness that Hashem goes on. All these people being judged. Who knows what they're up to about that Rosh Hashanah? And we know what they're up to. We don't know who knows. And yet they're being judged on that day. Imagine the guy's being judged. Who, what, you know, what's coming out of his mouth when he's being judged? He's not be saying such kind words about his side. Those words, you know, you might hear them in, you know, some very, very not in proper place. And he's saying those words. Then Hashem is judging that moment. What's coming out of his mouth? And here we are, mamish davening and learning. I mean, we judged the whole day, but we spoke it. Be careful. But says Chazal, such an unbelievable match. Says Chazal, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oymin Amishpat, and he wants to judge us. Lufi the midas adin. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down when it turns us over the Melech. This is why we don't, a person shouldn't down be Yechidus. In the first 3 hours of the day, because the question was, Ma'ayim bedino mi yitztak lefonecha bedin. How is it over the mountain? How is it possible to be found righteous if Hashem goes with din with us? So Klal Yisrael know this special weapon we have called the Shofar. We blow the Shofar and something amazing goes on. Something that we can't explain, but maybe we'll try to explain today, but obviously there's much more deeper secrets. But the Medrash says, fascinating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting there ready to judge. Okay, Yanko of Pfeffer coin, step right up. He's shaking in his pants. There's a puddle all around the side. Yanko Avinu, when he went to get the book, he's shaking, mamish. They have to carry him in. Yes, your highness. He's shaking. He's being judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the Kol Shofar. Says the Medrash, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps off the Nidazim. He goes down to a different Kisei called the Kisei of Rachamim. The Kisei of Rachamim. And in that Kisei of Rachamim, he says, I'll pardon you. I'll give you a better year. You're right. If I stand on the other Kisei, all of a sudden, here's the Kol Shofar, that's it. So it's so simple about that. Oh, it's so simple. Just blow that shofar, and that's it. And dip the apple in the honey, and that's it. You move on right away. Have a good year. And send a good year's card to Aunt Sarah. And everything's going to be good. You got 4 cards. Cousin Baruch sent you a card from Australia. Have a happy, sweet new year. And blow the shofar, and you're all set for a great year. Thank you, Rabbi. Great shmooze. We can go eat supper now. Not worry. Just make sure we're there for shofar. What is it about that? The power of the desire. Obviously, it can't just be that a person just blows the shofar and that's it. I mean, the Chazal say. But obviously, mistoma, the pshat is that we're in tune what the shofar represents, what's coming out from the Kol Shofar. And what's coming out from the Kol Shofar? What's the representation of that Kol Shofar that makes the Kodesh Baruch Hu mahapis, the Din L'Rachav? So last year, we said over the word that we're gonna tie into this. Let's walk and cut out one Yisoid of Be'emes Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. We spoke last year about the minhag in Klal Yisrael, which, Lefi, what I understand, the minhag was so strong that people only did this for Simanim. But we spoke last year about the simon that people take the apple and they dip it in the honey, and everybody's gonna start singing. We'll sing it afterwards together. But the Maisa, dipping the apple into the honey is brought in the Ramah Tavkuf Pei Gimel. And L'maisa L'Halacha, we know this Halacha. So when you have the Shiva Minim in front of us, people, they know you're supposed to make a bracha on the one that's closest to the word Ha'aretz in the Pasuk, and if we take the date. Most Bachim take the date because they want to give us a Shiali date. But L'maisa, that's not the reason why we take the date. The date, it doesn't answer for the married guys. The reason why we take the date is because in the Pasuk, it's closer to the Pasuk, it's closer to the word Ha'aretz, and therefore it's considered more Chashuv. But L'maisa, the Ramah seems to me to make a bracha on the apple. And the Chorus of Peladik is out. What do you make a bracha on the apple? You should make a bracha on the thing that's close to the Pasuk. So I wanted to tie in the divorce, maybe that the apple has a certain chavivus to us. We know in this halacha is that in a chanami, if you have shivas aminim in front of you, the seven species that applies to the answers is barach, you have it in front of you, but you have something that you want more, like an orange, even though the seven aminim, but if you want the orange, what's more chaviv to you, you make a bracha on the chaviv. The apple and the honey has a certain chavivus to Klal Yisrael. I'm not positive. Allah, we make a bracha on the tamar, but I'm saying it seems to be in the minig of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah that they made a bracha on the apple. And the feet to be mazur the minig. Again, we today we make a bracha on the tamar, but to mazur the minig, why they might have done it, you can look into the Vilna Goin in his Pirish on Shulchan Aruch, and he's mazur something fascinating. What is the bracha of the apple? What do we eat the apple of? It's very, very significant. Says the Vilna Goin, the reason we eat the apple is because there was a story that took place many, many years ago. Yaakov Avinu went in to his father Yitzchak to receive the brachas on Leil Rosh Hashanah. Even though you'll ask me from Rashi, I don't know, but this is the Goin Api Kabbalah. Sifri Nefesh HaChaim says it also that the Yaakov Avinu went in to get his brachas. We got all the brachas, and we know from the Chagadjah, from the Goin, that all the brachas that we have in Gashmis today, everything that we have good in this world, is from those brachas that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov. When did that story take place? The Goin reveals to us it took place on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Yodua, he says. So what's the apple? Everybody knows that Yaakov Avinu went in, and there was a reach. It should have smelled terrible. Yaakov was wearing skins. He was wearing the skins to make himself hair look hairy, the hairy guy, like Yaakov, like Esav. So he's wearing those skins, and the skin should have smelled terribly. And instead of that reyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu substitute with a reyach shel Gan Eden, zogt Gemara Tainus Chofesim, and make the reyach HaTapuchim, the reyach of apples. And that reyach of apples is the reyach of Gan Eden of us. That's the Reich of Gan Eden. Zok the Goin, that's why we eat apples on Rosh Hashanah. So you guys sitting there, come on, pass me that apple. I didn't get my apple. And you get the green apple, the red apple. What are you eating apples for, the boys? What's the whole world with the apples? Zok the Goin, it represents, it brings us back to that story. You're going back to that story in time when Yaakov either went in to get the brachas. Because if we think about it, Rabbi Zayi, very, very careful, what are we coming to do on Rosh Hashanah? We're coming to get brachas. We want to tap into those brachas. V'yitah l'chol ha'kin, mital ha'shamayim, v'meshmanei ha'oretz, v'hotong v'tishe paranusah! We need paranusah, we need hell, we need everything. That's the yoyim from Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov, when he went to get the brachas. It just happened to be, went on in Rosh Hashanah itself. Maybe that's why Yitzchak Avinu picked this day, Rafi the Chazal, we're just adding now, why Yitzchak picked this day to give the brachas, because this is the most stupendous day to give brachas. This is when everything's totally in Rosh Hashanah. And Yaakov went in on that day. Ad kan tivei agro. So last year, if you remember, well, if you didn't remember, we're going to remind you that we said that the taich up. What's the taich? What's the amkus over here? I think there's a tremendous amkus. Nothing takes place by chance. Nothing is chance. Nothing has happened. Nothing happens memela. The choyud is a deep yisoid over here. That Yaakov Avinu came in on Rosh Hashanah to get the brachas, and that's what we do. But he came in dressed like Esav. He came in dressed like Esav. hairy, smelly, with the smell of the skin. It was definitely smelly, but in the form of an Esav he came in. So much so that Yaakov, that Yitzchak Avinu said, "Hayadayim yidei Esav." The physical is a physical Esav. Oh, but Akoil, Koil Yankis. Oh, but the voice is the voice of Yankis. I think there's a tremendous reward of that. Chazal say, "Vayorach es reach bigodov." He smelled the smell of his clothing, bigodov. Says Chazal the Medrash, "Al tikri bigodov ela boigdov." The rebellious ones, the representation of the beged of Yaakov Avinu that smelled with the representation of not only him, of the begod, of the boigdim, of the people that rebel, the future generation, the begod, the boigdim. This is the reach that Yaakov Avinu went in with to represent that there's not only an Esav, there's Boigdov, there's going to be Yidden, who are going to, descendants of Yaakov Avinu, who are going to be begod of Boigdov, are going to be rebellious. When the Medrash brings down this unbelievable Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas told us, Kigoyin Yoshev Meshisa, the Gemara brings the story about Yosef Meshisa and the Yochum Yisroelis, Yosef Meshisa, the Shosh of Big Shul Soinim, the Konas Lahara Bayis. When the Goyim, the Romans came to go into Harabayis, they were very, very afraid. Omri Konas Mehem, Uvehem Trila, let them go in first, get a Jew, send a Yid in there. We're not going in, it's a holy place, we're not going in. Amar Le'ul, Umadat Mabili Dokh, they told the Yid, took a Yid, Yosef Meshisa. He was a Yid that was off the Derech. And I said, "You go in, Yosef Meshisa. You go in, and whatever you take out is yours. You get to keep. Whatever you take there, you get to keep." He went out, he went in, and he took the Menorah Shel Zavah. But I can't imagine what's going on. This Yid, Mamish, who knows what affairs he received to. He was willing to go in. Who knows what terrible level he got to. But to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Azar to Nichlas in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he took out the Menorah Shel Zavah. But he said, can you imagine the scene? This guy, Mamish, he couldn't be a healer. He just ate, he ate last night in an entree for a restaurant. 2 weeks ago, his Michal Shabbos. But to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim and to bring out the Menorah, the audacity, that level, the level is outstanding, it's wild, to go in and to take out the Menorah. So they told him, the Romans told him, that's not, a person like you, that doesn't use such a Menorah, this is not what the in-laws give to the son-in-law for his wedding present, that's such a Menorah. A nice watch, but this is a little bit too fancy. Elo Uzman Tinyon, go in again and take whatever you want. That's not for you. They want it for themselves. That's not for you. You need something smaller. The Loi Kibul Olaf. He says, I ain't going back inside the Kodesh Kodesh. I'm not going in there. The Kitzur, they gave him this, no Nichus. I made my God angry one time. El Shachisenu Pam Shnia. Me'osu Noslu Lo Yisrael B'chamor Shel Choroshim. They took Chamor Bohim and Nasim Boy. They were chopping him, his body, piece by piece, cutting him up, piece by piece. Omar, Bohim Tzaver, Bohim Avai. Oi, oi, Shechasti the Boy. The Yochum Yisroiris, how you been? Achoshes Rabbi Yosef ben Yoyazer Yisraida. Yosef Yochum Yisroir was the nephew of Rabbi Yosef ben Yoyazer. He used to ride a horse on Shabbos, and he said he was riding around this horse and was bragging. He said, look at the words I'm writing, and you, my uncle, you're from here, look at the words you're writing. So it's he said, look what happens. And he said to him, the uncle said, so look what happens to the people that don't listen to Kodesh Baruch, certainly the people that listen to Kodesh Baruch. So the next he said, Feta, my dear uncle, is there anybody bigger than you? And look at you, you're going around a schlepper. Look at me on my nice horse. But when Rabbi Yossi Ben Ezra said those words, the Kal V'Chaimah, look what's going to happen, Kal V'Chaimah L'ma. So he said, so Rabbi Yossi said back, yeah, but if this is what happens to people that don't get Hashem angry, you know what's going to happen to the people that get Hashem angry? When he said those words, it entered him like the Eresh El Nochosh, like the venom of a snake. And he went and he was Mekayim Ba'atzmai Arba Mises Bezra. This year was Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesia. Doing the worst of Eris. Yossi B'Yisrael says one zog, but an emissary zog that was Nichnas. Keres. He went around. In one moment, it was another half of him. He changed his entire status. He became, he committed to Arab Mises himself, but he realized the emes. He realized the burning line. I think your voice said that the meaning of the going, as we said last time, has a very, very, very deep meaning to us. Yaakov Avinu went in with the Reach HaBegodov, the smell of his Begodov, which Chazal Zashar Reach Begodov, Reach Boigdov, the smell of his rebellious ones. To say that the whole year, and for the years to come, Klal Yisrael, my children, my generations, my doiros, are going to have this begodah. They're going to have this clothing. They're going to have the outside, the physical, and there's going to be a famous Rahman al-Islam. But that's them. Is that really Klal Yisrael? Is that our mahus? Is that our essence? Is that who we are? Yorach es reyach begod. What's the smell emanating from those clothes? The reyach of Gan Eden. Because even the worst of Yidden, Yosef Yitzroiris, Yosef Mishisa, who went into the Kodesh HaKadosh and took out the Menorah, but he was inspired. After that mice, it hit him. The real neshama came out. And he changed around his whole life. He was mekabel on himself. Tshuva gemurah. So Yaakov Avinu was representing in that maaser that was shayach to bracha. Even if we're dressed like Esau. Even if we have the clothing of Esau. Even on the external, in the exterior, we come across Esavdik. But our essence is the neyanki. Our essence is Kleo Kleyam. And I believe it was that. That is the power. That's the school of the Shoif. The coil of the Shoif is the mitzvah. What goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that coil, which represents the Klal Yisrael, the premius. Avad and Chitzonis, this guy looks like that, and that guy looks like that. He looks like he's a good bocha, he looks like a this, he looks like that. But in premium, in Yeshama, we're all the same. We have a deep, penetrating, Givaldic in Yeshama. And that's what comes out in Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishana, the key say, Din, the key say, Rachman. But it has to be earned. It has to be true. We have to tune into that. If a guy is picking out the cake from his teeth from the Kiddush break, he didn't, he had 16 pieces of cake and he's pounding away. He's only thinking about getting that piece of cake out of his tooth before the shofar blowing. He's thinking about it, his stomach is grumbling. He's already thinking about what time is going to be the lunch. Rebbe said, Avraham made a good meal today. Last night was Gavar, I can't wait for today. And that's what he's thinking. He's thinking Ace of Dick. So that guy, I don't believe he's tuning into the coil. Brit at that moment. What's the hero tshuva Rabbi said the song for? He says that to his baruch, Yibayin of the Kol Yalma. I'm a choymer. I'm a mensch. I like a steak. Fries. Ketchup. I like a good milkshake. I have a problem when I get off the plane. Right away, every time I get off, there it is. Starbucks. And every time I run over to the thing, Moshe's tshuva. Cholalakom. He's bigger than Moshe's tshuva. Moshe holds you can't go to college also. Oh, I didn't see that tshuva yet. Pass the coffee. Hershey's. Moshe. And the Einikol. I do those stuff. And you know what? Sometimes the Yetzer Hara, my gosh, me is my goof. My physical gets a hold of me. I do worse things. But Bnei Shalom, today I declare, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Ayin Hey, I declare, when that shofar blow goes up, I declare loud and clear, that's not me. That's not me. That is not me. I'm in the Shama. That's who I want to be. That's my speeches. It always gives a pellet to me every time. Loma toikim b'shoifer shel ayel. Why do we blow a shoifer shel ayel? It's b'sha shana te zayinam and aleph. K'day lizko alohem akedas yitzchak. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to have the schir of akedas yitzchak. Who are we fooling the whole time? Akeda shel Yitzchak. I can't get up in the morning! Akeda shel Yitzchak! He's gonna give up his life! He can't give up an hour of sleep to get up to Shachrin! Hold on, Harry, get up! 11:30! It's the Yugavas of Rebbe's Man Kriya Shma, you'll miss! Some Shiras Nefesh is ready to give it up. Akedas Yitzchak. The guy can't give up his annual trip. So who knows where Niagara Falls every year. Every single year he goes for Bein HaZman. Every single year. Rebbe. I can't figure out. I had such a urethra going down the falls. A urethra. Every year he's back there in Niagara. I have been to Niagara and I fell. New t-shirts. Buy them. He's holding on the serious nefesh of Akedas Yitzchak. He can't give up the annual trip to Niagara. But what's the pshat of this guy? Rosh Hashanah is tweeting who we really can be with this guy. Yoim Rosh Hashanah is Yoim Brias HaOdom. The day we were created, the day we created is the day that Hashem Shas the mensch, created the chetz of a mensch. The Odom HaSholem, we wore the Odom HaSholem, and that Odom HaRishon was Kulei Ruchni. Kulei Ruchni. After Chet HaNochosh, everything was Nichlan, Kulei Ruchni. That's what he's shayach to. You could be an Odom HaRishon. You could be an Avram Avinu. You're shayach to it, Rabbi Yisrael. You can't doubt it to think you're not shayach to Barashom. Oh, I'm like I should be. But on Rosh Hashanah, when the Kulei Ruchni goes up, and I call Pliny represents, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I let you blow that shofar to show who you really could be, what you really shy up to. If that's true, the emes, in Ruchni, in the Shama, you shy up against him. The Father shy up. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that. Maybe we could say the voice that. you hold the shofar with a physical hand, the yad shel esav. He wants you to hold the shofar with that physical hand, because the shofar is very shlaim. Is your time yaday esav? We talk ahead of yaday esav. We went through a whole year. Now we weren't so great. We tried, we want to try. But that's not us. The koil go yanki. The koil is the koil yanki. Hold the shofar. With the Yadayim. The Yadayim that did this of Eira, and the Yadayim that did that of Eira. But at the end, declare loud and clear on this day of the Shofar. HaKoyo Koyo. I'm a shtayach to the Koyo Yanki. I'm a shtayach to Mr. Snefesh. I'm a shtayach to Ruchni. That's where I want to get to. I might not be there, but that's my aspiration. That's what I'm tuning into. I have a whole set of Shemay Tshuva to fix it up, to work, and Mitzvah Shem a whole year to expound upon it. On a Rosh Hashanah of this year, I am going to declare, B'shach Tzki Yashoyf, I'm in a Shaman Mensh. I'm Shayach to the Bnei Yankiv, with the physical body of Esau. That tremendous tithes, with all the things that I might have done, it's been a Kuro Kuryan. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that. He sees that. He flips around. He goes on the Kisei Racham. Look at such a nation. Look at such a nation. The whole world's physical. Look at that guy. Rosh Hashanah. Mr. Bob Smith. He's eating 7-layer cake. But not a piece. The whole 7-layer cake. He's not thinking about Koil Kol Yankiv. This is your time, your day, Esav. He doesn't want his hand to eat that cake. Here's a meal. The fish, you know, those big festive meals. He puts his tummy on the table and lets everything out. He walks out of the restaurant. They got to do shipu tzim to get him out of the restaurant. Wide of the entrance. Mr. Bill's coming through. He just finished his 7-course. Is there any extra dessert? No, you finished everything in the restaurant. There's nothing left. The waiter has a banana. How about that, Bill? Put it on the bill. This guy's there. He's watching 74,000 movies. He's seen everything. There's not one movie that he hasn't seen. He's there all day and all night with movies and more movies and more movies. And this guy's into this and into that. I'm linking in every voice. If there's any statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weird, what? But he sees a nation. Look at these guys. These guys are physical also. They like that steak. They like those 7-layer cake. Come on. There is no restaurant. Look over to Brooklyn. See how every third store. New store opens up in Brooklyn. I'll bet what it's about. Food. Bakery. Next door is a grocery. Next door is a fruit store. Next door. 6 different restaurants. And it's packed with Yiddin. Oh, Yiddin. We like to eat. Pizza store. 3 different pizza shops on the same block. How much pizza can we eat? You see these guys coming out. They're going out a party. 16 pies. You can't see the messenger boy. Where is he? Listen, we're having 20 people. Everybody needs a pie. You didn't can eat. It could be physical. But what? But on Rosh Hashanah, we have to define your mahus. Blow that shofar. We don't just blow it. We get in tune to it. And that's all the ladies. Mrs. Weed is running also. Because Mrs. Weed, even though she likes her diet drink, but she also wants to be shot in the shofar. She might eat special bars with the energy bars. And she might love her treadmill. But she loves that sound of the shofar, because that defines the end. And that's why we love the Shabbos. Lama Toikin, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah says Zayin, Lama Toikin Kishem Yoishvin, Din Lama Toikin Kishem Oimdin, Kedei La'arve, Vesa Sotan Zak Rashi, Tezayin Amit Beis, Sheroye Shemachavim Mesa Mitzvah, He sees us Mechavim the Mitzvah. What other mitzvah are we Mechavim? A lot of mitzvah Mechavim, but here the sun sees we're blowing and blowing, we don't have to blow so many times. 100 goyim more, and after davening they're blowing again. This sheet, the Rashi sheet, everybody's blowing and blowing and blowing. More and more tkiyas. We love the shofar. That defines who we are. Zok Toises and Amendic. Toises is a different pshat. Toises is an under pshat. Why the Sutton's men's life? Zok Toises. Kad Toises brings you Shalmi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the Kol HaShoy for the first time, when the son, hears the Kol HaShoy for the first time, he gets a little mavulbul. When he hears him blowing again, he's totally lost. Maybe this is Kol HaShoy Mashiach. I always had a kash on Toises. Come on, is the son a fool? They did this last year also. What, is something wrong with your memory? What is this, Sutton? He has Alzheimer's? I never heard of Sutton with Alzheimer's. What's going on? Last year he heard the cause. Oh, man! This is it! It's coming! The Gemara says, they're going to shecht him. He's running hard. He's in. He sees another mouth. You know, the other mouth. He hears the mouth. Up here. Sutton, what are you all nervous? They're blowing the shofar. 2,000 years, they're blowing it, son. What is going on with you? They're blowing it again. What's going on? I want to touch it there. They once asked the Chavetz Chaim of Eishan. They asked a very good kasha, the Chavetz Chaim. So the Chaim, we know, used to carry around a suitcase wherever he went. Wherever he went, he carried a suitcase. And it's in the suitcase was a garment. The Mashiach, we had a special bag, and then the Bachlo used to carry on a bag over. He had in his closet, the Chavetz Chaim had a closet, a special bag for Mashiach. He was always talking about Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. The Choshi was Chabad, you know. The kids are, he was talking about Mashiach all the time. He was talking about Mashiach. Anyway, they came to the Chavetz Chaim, someone had a kasha, Rebbe, Chabad Gavaldik a kasha. I know the Rebbe is bleeding and dying from Mashiach. He can't wait for Mashiach. The Rebbe can't wait. The Hailuk of Chavetz Chaim, you know, the Chavetz Chaim CP and Tachiyah on all of us. Chavetz Chaim, they say you used to hear, you once heard a call of a shofar, I guess there was a guy playing, blowing like in the middle of the winter, whatever it was. He jumped out of bed in the middle of the night, he ran to his closet to try to put on his suit. Mashiach's here. Who's blowing a shofar? His 9-year-old kid and grandson in the other room took a shofar and blowing. Chavetz Chaim said, oh man, let's go. What happened this generation? Shut that kid up. That noise over there. A little anobi. Okay. We'll catch the second minion. They say to the Chavetz Chaim, they say, Chavetz Chaim. If it didn't come in the doors of Yishonim, the doors of Kanoim, the Helik of Rabbi Kiva, Mashiach. But after the Churban, and it didn't come, the days of Megroim, the Goinim, Yishonim, the Rashba, the big people, no? The Rabbi Kiva Eger! The Helik of Rabbi Kiva Eger! In our generation, Mashiach didn't come. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Adrabe, Zok the Hilik of Chofetz Chaim. Forget. You're right. If it didn't come, if it's no right, because you don't understand that as the generations get higher and the generations get greater, a mitzvah that's done today, said the Chofetz Chaim, his time. When the whole spirit and the whole of the Yidin on Nebuch, Rechmon Lassan, there's the Chalei Shabbos, there's people around not keeping mitzvahs, and one Yid does a mitzvah, you know the power of a mitzvah. Adarabba. The mitzvahs that we do in our generation. Maybe we could say that's pshat. Every generation is years in a place. But what's the coil of this year, Shoifer? It's not Mr. Bernie Moskowitz, the Baltic Cave Shoifer. It's the voice. It's the coil, apnimi, of this generation's Yidden. But with the iPhone, and with the computers, and with the ability to get every single type of schmutz, and with a generation that's so low, there's no busha. With a generation that's trying to pull and destroy. There are Yidden who are not wrapped up in it. There are Yidden that are declaring, not just blowing the shofar, but inside each and everyone's heart, and only God could see that. That's why the shofar was saying, we're with the shofar, the call of the shofar. We want ruchnius. We might have a struggle, might be difficult. We might have our fallings, but we're the call shofar. We want the shofar. We want to be attached to you, Hashem, with your team. Such a thing could happen in 2014. And such a, in these generations of boys, that guy who's sitting in the base medrash, what a tzchus! That guy was learning. Just sitting in the base of one my grave, but learning, davening, pulling away from all the things outside of us and declaring. Coil, Coil, Yankee. That coil is the Bible. The son can't believe it. You know how hard I tried? I put the iPhone. It used to be if you had to want to, you want to get a guy out of the base measures, you want to get him a football, you had to go outside and see a billboard or go far away. Now, in his pocket. In the base. In his pocket. And he doesn't even have to reach his hand as his body blinks. It blinks for him. It sends him shaking, vibrating. And in a few minutes, he just slips into his pocket and he doesn't do anything. He's talking to the whole world. Look, Mom, no hand. And he has everything. He just pulls it out and he's in the African jungle. He's in Hollywood, California. He doesn't have to take a trip anymore. You know, the famous line. The Chaim Shalos once said, over a guy was walking in a beautiful tropical island, and all of a sudden he gets a big pound on his chest, a punch in his chest. He says, where's that guy? And he realizes the middle of Shmona Esrei. He thanks Lachlanu. So you can know, you could be in Davening, the person in the base lane somewhere, and he could be in some tropical island. Today, you don't need all the, you know, the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. There he is, in the tropical islands. He's there. He's Skyping. He could Skype the person on the tropical island. He could speak to all the cannibals. He wants to speak to a cannibal. He could speak to him. What he has for lunch today. Hope not me. They could talk with everybody and anybody in Rahman al-Islam, the Bilbil al-Moyach, the Znus, the terrible, terrible schmutz, all there. And he's standing by the choice of this guy, Yanko Pfefferkorn. Last week, where was he? What place was he? Last year, where was he holding? What was he doing? And there he's standing declaring that he's neshama-like. He wants neshama. That Shoma calls Kiyazu when the son hears this. That's going to be that Mashiach must come. I'm very nervous. These guys, these 2014 Jews, they're Mesiris Nefesh, they're Kol Yankis. That's going to be Mashiach. We're holding up this time. They said closer even now to that big moment, those big moments of Isaiah. The whole Rosh Hashanah we spoke about many times, was that it's a day that we don't want to miss, don't want to mess up. Every second of Rosh Hashanah is precious, Rosh Hashanah. Wherever you go and get there early, set yourself up. Wherever you're staying, make sure you're in a good minion. making sure you have your machzor and the kid daven from. Yeah, this guy comes in, Rosh Hashanah. Anybody have a machzor? I never heard of that one. What do you mean, anybody have a machzor? It's Rosh Hashanah. No, we have kinnis here if you want. Anybody have a machzor? It's Rosh Hashanah night. Sometimes it's Rosh Hashanah morning because you know, for Maya, if you don't really need you can get this. Sometimes it's Durim, they have it. Maybe you have a spare machzor? What have you prepared for? When did you start preparing for Rosh Hashanah? Well, just a few minutes ago. Rosh Hashanah, everything's totally in it. The place that we have family. We have family that we know needs Yeshuas. Everybody has family in their family. There's not one family that don't need Yeshua, whether it's Shiduchim, whether it's Chachmon or Islam, people are sick. There's a woman in Islam, Shalom Bayis. But sometimes kids off the derech. There's so much out there, so much crying. What's the crying? What's crying about, Rabbi Sad? Crying represents. Why does a person cry? Crying represents. You're missing. When you're missing something, you cry. When you're missing something. Something that you really want to have, or someone says you had, you lost it. You cry. The neshama, when you blow that tekiah, goes up to Shemayim, and it sees what it could really be. You could be somebody so much greater. You start crying. That's the tears of the neshama. That's what neshama is about. You know, you know they have tears. You tune into that neshama. I'm a neshama. I'm so much higher than I could be. And those tears, and that dream, and those she'ifas, knock away the sadi, but they also wipe away other tears of us. That if we tune into those tears, and we make those kabbalas, that we don't want any more tears. We don't want to be missing. We don't want to be chesaron, who we could really be in that neshama life. We don't want to have those tears. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu will wipe away. Will wipe away all the other tears. Both sides, totally enough. This guy and that guy, every single one of clients, so we can do it. We can change the face of this year of us. You're davening for yourself. The Mishpura writes in one place, a person who won Rosh Hashanah can be Zirchah for many, many years. People say, for this year, he's a Rosh Mishpura, he can be Zirchah for many years. But at least for this coming year of us. You need so much, each and every one of us, Klal yourself. It's machmon l'tzlan, but you know, day doesn't go by. Like a Simcha Wata once said, that the time of Shia says Hashem's going to give us a lev basa. He's going to give us a heart of flesh. The pshat is that during these times, we're going to have a heart of steel. And he was mazbe. The reason is that there's so many stars, the person can't anymore. Wherever you go, you hear this to this guy, and this person, that book, and young person, and that person. And here we've just recently, this guy, he just bachur never answered for Nebuchadnezzar. Lord Leino, Yair bachur went for a walk in Yair Yerushalayim, a Friday to you. Rosh Hashanah. Totally in our kabbalah. The whole Rosh Hashanah. Especially Rishas Kiyar, both sides. So Solanta says that is Shasadim. Especially that Tony, but it won't come. It won't come. You run in with the cake and you're looking for, you don't know, you don't have a master yet. It's not going to work. You got to work already from beforehand. You got to work on Rosh Hashanah night and then get yourself in the mood and the feeling. When the time comes, that shofar goes up, make that kabbalah verse. And it's slow steps. We're not going to get there overnight. We're going to take a very slow step. Baby steps! But we want to know where we're headed. The sky is the limit. And the shama is, there's no limit to the shama. But baby steps. But we're on board. We're on board with the Kol Shofar. We're Shach to Yaakov, the hand of Esav, for Kol Kol Yaakov. May it be the will of Hashem that this year, that Kol Shofar that emanates not only from the Kol Shofar itself, but from the Nishmas Yisrael of each and every one of us, that Kol Shofar should pierce to heaven. And the Bnei Yerushalayim should bench each and every one of us and our Mishpachas. Hashem should hear that coil, the emissive coil, pnimi of each and every one of us. Should be oil of Shemayim.
should bench each and every one of us with a shana toivu mesukim ma'oy, with a shana shel parnosa gizunt nachas. Those who need shiduchim, they should come quick. And those who need shalom bayis, and those who need refuahs, and those who need everything, they should come quickly. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees our tears, sees our requests, sees our she'ifas. We'll go on to the Kisei HaRachman Be'iza Hashem and bench us with a Shana Sotayim and the Sukkah, the Gevaldik year, a year that we should be Zircha Be'iza Hashem this year. It's long, the wait is so long, but this year Be'iza Hashem we should be Zircha. In the year of Shemitah, Hashem should say, die. It's enough. We should be Shoymesh, Shmoit, that Be'ez Hashem, no more Tzaris. Be Seichah Be'ez Hashem, to the Koilo Yisham Mashiach, to Kenu. Here of Yerminu, Amen.